talking mists and water treatment today with All About Water. Now back to Rosie on the House.
For water, water, cool water, clear water.
It's three molecules. That's all it is. It's three molecules. So simple, so critical, so essential. But yeah, like Bob says, it's complicated because it's forever trying to clean whatever it's in touch with, in contact with, whether that be the atmosphere or the minerals in the soil as it's leaching through the lower substrate. Whatever it's doing, it's constantly picking up little carrier particles of something. And that's what we're trying to get rid of when it's entering our house and getting ready to drink it.
That's it. It's good stuff.
Water treatment is something that I want to talk about in here as how we handle it at Rosie on the House. Because those of you that travel through the state know that we have a referral network in Tucson, and Phoenix, and Prescott Quad City area, Sedona's. We'll be launching Flagstaff soon. We launched just here in the last few months the Casa Grande connection. And you'll notice that depending on what market we're in, we represent different brand names of water treatment equipment. And a lot of people might come to the conclusion, well, Rosie's just going out and finding whoever in that market will pay for the advertising through the Rosie on the House network. And that's not true. You have to know that the water treatment people that are in the Rosie network are all by invitation. After we research the local ownership, after we blind shop them to see what their sales tactics are like, and after we blind shop their service department. So the fact that we in our Rosie certification change brand names from one market to another is a complete look at the local ownership, the reputation of that particular equipment, and how that particular core values of that particular office matches the core values of Rosie on the House. I'll have to tell y'all, I want y'all all to know this. We have been voted the number one contractor referral network in Arizona for 4 years in a row. We could easily be the biggest referral network in the entire state. We have over 300 companies throughout Arizona waiting to get in the network. And that's not the way it works at Rosie on the House. We tell as many people no. As a matter of fact, we tell more people no as we do say yes. So know that you can shop carefully and protected and securely at Rosie on the House. And you can shop by network. Like Romy mentioned earlier about a guy leaving Peoria, has had it. The Valley of the Sun is not going to be his home, no moss. He's going to Yavapai or Coconino County, and he's been learning and leaning on our referral network down here for years. He didn't even know we had a referral network up there, but we do, so we've got you covered. And down at Casa Grande, we've got Brutinel Plumbing and Electric. We've got Cooper Painting. We've got Desert Sun Heating and Cooling. We got a bunch of great guys we found down in Casa Grande. And the thing about Casa Grande is we were forced to open that network because the folks in Tucson, or the folks in Casa Grande, Eloy, Florence, the whole area, they'd say, Rosie, we call your Phoenix, we listen to you all the time. We call your Phoenix contractors and they won't come down. We call your Tucson contractors, they won't come up. We're stuck. We're in no man's land. So we spent about a year researching the guys down there and put together a great, great team. And we've also just launched the down in Green Valley with Ethan in Green Valley. Cooling and heating down there. So we're doing our best to screen all that we can.
Great operation, too.
A cool operation.
They are all great operations. Yeah. And our Phoenix network continues to grow. This last couple months, we put on Scottsdale Weed Control and Fertilization, Arizona Carpet Repair, First Class Green Cleaning, Presidential Pools, Arizona Screen Techs, and Easy Turf.
There you go. That Arizona Carpet Repair, that is a very peculiar operation.
Well, his name doesn't do him justice because he does a whole lot. You look at his website; he's got some great things, and he does tile as well. So,
but I didn't know you could repair carpet the way he repairs.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's just seamless.
Yeah. So there you go. Don't touch your house, home, castle, or cabin until you get to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Let's bring Richard in from Tolleson. We've got Charles, we've got Dwayne, and we've got Max. Richard, it's your turn, my friend. How can we help you?
Well, I bought a refrigerator, a new refrigerator with a water and ice dispenser. I've never had one before, with the sole purpose of eliminating me having to buy bottled water and fill my ice cube trays with bottled water to get crystal ice cubes and crystal water. And I understand, but the only way to do that is to run the water through an RO system to my refrigerator. Can that be done? What are the problems involved in doing that?
All right. You got the right guy to talk to right here. Bob, coach him through that.
Do you already have an RO system?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, once you've connected an RO system, we would have to get a line from the kitchen sink over to the refrigerator. Is that something that can be done in your house?
Yeah, the refrigerator actually isn't next to the sink, but I do have a drop ceiling where I could pull out my dishwasher and fish a line up and over and down through the wall to my refrigerator. I realize that's a little bit of extra, you know, more than usual than just running the RO up to your sink. But like I say, my whole purpose is eliminating me plunking quarters into a water machine and making my own ice cubes. That's what I'm after.
Okay.
Well, that's what you want to do. Somehow get that RO water into that refrigerator. But once you do, make sure you remove the refrigerator filter and no longer use that.
Don't send it through activated carbon charcoal filter after you've RO'd it.
Right. Number one, if that filter has been used before, it's going to dissolve everything that's in that filter. So you never want to run pure water through a filter that's been used, because it will actually clean the filter, because water likes to absorb and clean things.
Yep.
And the other thing is, it does drop the pressure in your refrigerator, and you want to eliminate that filter.
And it can get tricky in kitchen island sinks.
Yes.
That's when it can get tricky, trying to get back to that refrigerator.
And the newer homes really have sleeves that go underneath, and that's pretty easy. The older homes, it is a little more tricky. when you remodel, make sure that you cut into that concrete and make a little sleeve over there.
Get some conduit.
Yes.
Yeah, make that sleeve. Richard, we appreciate the call, but you will have delicious, clear-tasting ice if you RO it on the way in. Again, don't forget to remove that activated carbon charcoal filter. Some refrigerators have them built in anymore, and then some of them you have them in line underneath at the toe kick. Wherever it is, get rid of it.
Right.
Okay. So there you go. Hey, if we can take just 1 minute, I want to talk about something we always do at this time of the show. It's one of my favorite parts of the show. It's called the Arizona Staycation. Have y'all been paying attention? I mean, if you're up in Prescott, you've got the Prescott Woman magazine. Their latest edition is a special outdoor edition, all deep inside things to do outside in the Bradshaws. Arizona Highways this month has 12 of the favorite places to pitch a tent. The month before that, they had their 10 favorite places to hit the trail. Phoenix magazine has summer getaways, 41 escapes in and about Arizona. And you can pick any one of these and go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. What did we decide, Romy? We're going to pick a winner the last Saturday of every month, the fourth Saturday of every month. We're going to pick winners. So you have time to get registered at RosieOnTheHouse.com for the staycation. And what's going to happen is, if you're the lucky winner, you get to pick where in Arizona you want to go. Our friends at Sanderson Ford are going to let you come out to their demo lot, and it has 30, 40 cars in it. You're going to pick whatever car you want. We're going to give you a gas card, so it doesn't cost you anything to get there. We work with our friends at Arizona Highways and the Arizona Office of Tourism to make sure wherever you want to go, we try and get the lodging and the food for free. So we basically bundle a free 3-day Arizona vacation wherever you want to go. And the best thing, there's no blackout dates, and it's whenever you want to go. So if you need help trying to discover some corner of Arizona, get in there and register for the Sanderson Ford Arizona Highways Rosie on the House staycation, and let's see if we can't get you into that corner of state. Because no matter where you want to go, you and I can spend 15 minutes on the phone, and I'll tell you any place you want to go in Arizona, I'll tell you all about it. Let's get back to the topic, water treatment. And let's just get to the calls, buddy, because we've got a lot of people have been holding for a while. Let's get to it. Dwayne in Tucson has been very, very patient. Mr. Dwayne, how can we help you, my friend?
Well, I have a quick question. With rainwater capture systems,
how long can the water stay in the tank before it starts to go bad? And with those outside tanks, is it better to get a plastic one, or what I've seen is the vertical steel culvert tanks?
Well, I can address tanks mildly. Mr. Crisman, do you know how long, I mean, does water go bad? I heard you say it goes stale.
Well, when you're collecting rainwater, you're using it for utility, I would assume. But the biggest thing there is to get into a tank that has no light, so you don't grow algae. And then that water can be treated every now and then with a little bit of Clorox or whatever to kill whatever bacteria you would grow. But not much of an expert on rainwater.
You want it dark, and you want it closed.
Right.
You want it sealed, you want it dark. And, Romy, you have a friend down in Tucson that kind of works that system, don't you?
Well, that was where I was going to leave it. Look at SouthernArizonaRainGutters.com, SouthernArizonaRainGutters.com. It's 784-3752. And they'll be able to, you know, I've spent a little bit of time refreshing myself on his website. He does have the metal ones. He does have the plastic ones, and there are some underground tanks. So it really is going to be what you have available, how much, you know, obviously digging, I would think probably it would make the install cost longer, but anything that's protected from the sun is ultimately going to last longer as well. So it just, how much room we've got to get equipment back there to dig it up. So a lot of things to look at, Dwayne. I would encourage you calling Jason and visiting with him, have him look at your system, your setup. But Mr. Christmas said no light because you don't want bacteria growing, and you don't want it open because then that will breed mosquitoes and anything else, which is basically everything that lives off of water. It's Rosie on the House.